Well, it's an honour to say this, but I'm joined backstage at the Southampton Guildhall with editors. Well, Tom and Russell from editors anyway. How are you guys doing?
Not bad, thank you.
Hello, yeah, we're really good.
I hear Brighton was good last night. Did you enjoy yourselves?
We did, yeah, it was good. It was a good one, Brighton, actually. We had a good one there a few years ago, so we knew it was going to be quite lively and good fun, and it was. It didn't disappoint, so yeah. It's a nice place to be as well, Brighton. So.
Do you remember the last time you were in Southampton?
Yeah, it was here at this venue. It was quite a while ago, though. First album, wasn't it?
No, we did it on.
Or did we do it
on the last record?
Did we?
We did it 3 or 4 years ago. One of those tours. Yeah, it was when we had a false start at the beginning.
Okay.
Because the only time I've ever seen you guys was actually in 2008 when you supported REM.
Oh, the Cricket Ground.
Yeah, the Cricket Ground.
Yeah, yeah.
How was that? Because that was your second album and you're supporting REM. That must have been something quite epic.
It was. I mean, REM are an important band for us as a band. You know, they're one of the reasons we started making music. To be asked to play with your musical heroes is a very big deal, and we had a lot of fun. We did a lot of shows across Europe and some in the UK, and Southampton, was it the Rose Bowl, is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's now the Aegeus Bowl.
Okay, yeah, I remember it. I remember my son at the time was about, I don't know, not very old at all, a couple of months old, and he came back and he met Michael Stipe. But he didn't hold him or anything, but he kind of said hello and got close. Two bald dudes together. It was quite funny.
Now you're getting older and you've got more mature. You've got families and things like that. Does touring become more difficult? Being away from home and things like that.
Yeah, for everyone, especially three of the band have got kids and stuff. So yeah, there's not, our lives are quite different to a lot of people that have a 9-to-5. So we have long stretches where we're away, and then when we're off. So.
I know 2010 was quite a difficult year for you guys. Can you look back on it now? Because I watched your documentary yesterday, and can you kind of reflect on it and kind of think it kind of needed to happen for you to be able to progress to where you are now?
Absolutely. I mean, that's the bottom line. It was a hard time, and to go through. Well, just to reach a point when we've been in a band for a while, we've made 3 records, and to reach that point where we couldn't make this 4th record together anymore. It wasn't working, and not being able to find the answers of how to, do songs together again. So, and that dragging on for quite a while was a dark time for the band. And then to make the decision to go on without Chris, which was a very hard thing to do, was the only way of giving us a chance of making a record at all. If we hadn't have done that, it would have just been the end of the band.
Yeah.
So, I think, now, obviously, a little bit later, further down the line, we've made the record, we're touring with a new band, and it feels good, and we're proud of the record. Obviously, we're happy we made those decisions, but it was still hard, yeah.
Do you think that was one of the key elements for your sustained success? Because there's been quite a lot of bands that started at the same sort of time as you that have faded away after maybe 1 or 2 albums, but you've stayed there and you've stayed strong. Do you think, having that change helped, the change in the dimension of the band and things like that helped you move forward and keep going?
Well, yeah, it has now, and it feels revitalised and quite exciting again. That definitely has made us stick together. It's obviously been in a band, it's been a long time for us, so people are bound to change, and if you can all do it together, that's a good thing.
I was going to ask about Honesty, because it's my favourite track off the new record, and I know it's a single. Where did that come from? Because it's got as always with most of your song, your lyrics, quite a soulful epicness to it, almost. It's the only way I can describe it. But how easy was that song? Because it sounds like it's come from quite a deep place.
I think all the songs on the new record are kind of about relationships or about love in a way. Some of them are kind of slightly twisted, or kind of a bit more about, I don't know, possessiveness and darker side of relationships, and some of them are slightly more, I guess, hopeful and uplifting. But that song is about when two people, when relationships kind of go a little bit odd, and then they're too honest with each other. Yeah, it's about a relationship kind of breaking down, I guess.
I know you tend to write most of the songs. How would you convey to Russell and the rest of the guys what you wanted to sound like?
Well, I think the important thing is that I don't really. It's not that I don't care. I try not to be too strong with my opinion of how the song musically should develop. because I normally go, I give song, the songs I hand over to the band will be like me on a piano or an acoustic guitar. Pretty much that's it. You know, so there's a million ways you could take it.
Yeah.
And you know, and it's our job as a collectively, and everyone's opinion is as important as everyone else's, to present that in a way that suits the song and that we like as a band, you know, and we think represents who we are at that time. You know, because we've made, across our four records, we've done it in different ways with each record, and I think that I just let them, you know, come to me with what their ideas, yeah, and you know, of course I'll say if I think that's good or bad, but, and you know, some songs maybe are slightly more obvious in the way you're going to take them. I think something like A Ton of Love, as soon as, I think we knew exactly how that was going to be when I played the demo, but something like Honesty, it was a journey of us collectively trying to work out how to make that work, and yeah. Not to get too, I try not to have too strong opinion, basically.
So, this record was the first time you've actually recorded in America, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. You went across to the States. How was that?
Yeah, everything worked in the studio. So
that's a start.
Yeah. So, we recorded at Blackbird, which is one of the best studios in America. Yeah, we enjoyed work out there and with an American producer as well.
I know you were saying on the documentary that after this like album and tour, you're all ready to get back in the studio. Is that still the plan?
I think we'll definitely be doing stuff next year together at some point. There's no like time frame or anything, but you know, we all feel good together as a five piece, so there's not really any reason not to, you know,
continue
to work and actually do a record, because a lot of those songs that were on this record had been around a long time, so to approach things fresh, totally fresh, would be, I think, for everyone, you know, good and exciting.
The last thing I want to kind of do is kind of like a ego quiz.
Okay.
Which is, have you ever Googled yourselves? This would help you in this quiz.
Yes.
You have? Well, yeah. So that's a start, because I do it to myself all the time and I'm never there. At least you could appear.
It's not once a week, but it's happened in the past.
Well, this may be beneficial to you then.
Okay.
Right, so, first one, what is your most viewed video on YouTube?
Papillon.
So
yeah, spot on. 8.7 million. just a few. I think I'm on about 800 with one of my videos, so a little bit behind. What is the homepage to your website currently?
Editorsofficial.com.
It's the tour dates, isn't it?
Yes. Oh, right.
Sorry. Yeah, still got a few tickets to shift.
Doing quite well.
Yeah, it's going okay.
To the nearest 100,000, how many likes do you have on Facebook?
I think it stayed the same for ages. So 500,000.
Is that, or is it nearer 400? I don't know.
No, it's nearer 5, I think.
Yeah, Russell's on it.
There we go.
500, not bad.
Yeah,
not bad.
Not bad. With a few million more, but yeah.
I think a percentage of our audience is beyond the Facebook generation, shall we say.
Yeah.
Never mind, it's a bit older now.
Right, also, according to Wikipedia, how many albums have you sold?
Oh, I don't know what they'd say. It's probably wildly inaccurate, but
I don't know what they said. Did they say 2 million?
Spot on again. Not a bad guess.
Yeah.
Well, are you sure this is guessing now, or you have to actually just do this on a daily basis, get the phone out and check?
No. I think, it'll be just under, I think, if you accumulated the actual figures.
Still quite an impressive number.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's good.
I've not sold a single in my life, so to get 2 million, can't complain.
No.
Right, the final one, this one should be relatively easy. What is the band's Twitter name?
Is it just the same as the website?
It's official. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, is it? Okay. Yeah. Good, sorry, a bit confused.
Yeah.
Alright, well, thank you very much. All the best for tonight. I hope
Thanks
it goes amazing.
Much.
I'm looking forward to it.
Cool.
I've not seen you in what, 5 years, so it's going to be quite a change, especially with the new lineup.
Yeah,
so all the best for the rest of the tour, and hope to hear some new stuff from you soon as well.
Thank you.
Right, cheers.
Nice one.
Thank you.
Cheers.